guess the home games being sold out. I mean, how's it been for you seeing this program grow to where it is right now?
It's been a process, and you know, I'm definitely proud and happy of where it's come. Like you said, when I came in, we didn't have as much support in the stands as we do now. But I mean, that just comes with winning, and when you win, people want to support you and want to see you grow as a team. And I think that's the Hawkeye fans have embraced us and really come in and supported us, and we just appreciate it.
Has there been any more of that here the last few days, just since you got back from Ohio after winning that game?
Well, I don't really leave the house that much because it's winter break. I haven't really seen no students or anything like that. So it's just my house is right across the street. So I go from there here constantly every day. So it's not like I really see too many people.
How much do you feel the crowd, though, when the crowd's really into the game? I mean, does it really help you guys?
Yeah, of course. And I think that's for any program. I think they really help us out a lot, especially like in games like the Notre Dame game when they started to get on the run. When the crowd gets behind you, able to fuel off of them. And I think that's what makes road games a little tougher. You only have yourselves to fuel off of and feed off of. So I definitely think when you're at home and the crowd plays a very important role.
After that emotional high, though, that Ohio State game, I mean, what are the challenges now of, you know, getting up again? I mean, you've got a week off and everything.
I mean, it's not really a challenge for me, or I don't think any of the other guys. We all know what's at stake and what's on the line, and we're just taking it one game at a time, and each game is just as important as the last. So I think that's all you need.
Dev, give me some perspective. When you came here, you know, you got 3,000 point scores on this team. When you guys started, the program was pretty dead. Just talk about, you know, it's one thing to be a 1,000-point scorer, but to do it as a program is being rebuilt. Just talk about, has it been exciting, fun, challenging, hard work? I know all those things.
Yeah, I'd say a little bit of everything. Like I always said, I always knew the program would be where it's at today. And like I've stated in the past, I thought this would have been the kind of leap we took last year. But, you know, sometimes it doesn't happen that way. Like I said, it's a process. So we're here now. I think it's a great thing to have through 1,000 point scores on the team. I thought it was kind of neat how Indiana had four last year, and I think that's what I think when you have teams that have that many people that can score like that, I think it's tough to game plan for those kind of teams night in and night out because you don't know what you're going to get from each player. I think it's tough on opposing coaches to prepare for us.
Does it mean more, though, the fact that you guys came when things were tough?
Oh, yeah, it means a lot more to me than going to a program that's already established and goes and does the same thing every year, year in and year out. Like I said, to each his own, but I think it's more special when you can help a program that has been struggling, and then you can be a part of the reason of why they've gotten back to where they're used to being. And I think once I'm done with my career, I definitely find that as probably one of the brightest spots of why I came here, and really reflect on that notion.
Earlier in the week, you got named Big Ten Player of the Week. Just where do you feel you made the most strides in your game up to this point?
Like I said, I just think I'm impacting the game in more than just one way. I'm doing a little bit of everything, and it's helped me to be consistent, and it's helped me to really help this team get wins. You know, sometimes I'm not always shooting the ball as great, but you can't really necessarily tell because I'm still able to get to the basket, and I'm still getting steals, and that leads to transition opportunities that can get me going and get the team going and stuff like that. So I just think I'm creating more opportunities for myself offensively and defensively, and it's been paying off.